Greg Watt, President and CEO.
Of?
Watt Publishing.
We're at the Novus International Hospitality Tent at World Pork Expo. And Greg, first, why don't you tell me what publications are involved?
We cover the agribusiness industry, and we look at it from a micro-market standpoint and across species, the poultry side, animal feed, swine. Outside of agri would be in pet food manufacturing, and which is related to, came out of the feed industry years ago, now is more of a consumer products goods oriented marketplace. And then completely outside of either pet food or agri, Watt, through acquisition, acquired a group of brands, publications mainly, now crossing the digital area in the wood products industry.
Wow, that's very interesting. Now, tell me about the history of Watt. I understand you have a pretty long history.
We do, and we are celebrating our 91st year in 2008. My great-grandfather, J.W. Watt, started our company in 1917 through an acquisition of a poultry publication called Poultry Tribune. And that was back in the days where every backyard farmer of chickens, mainly for egg production and their own consumption, a little bit of meat, was receiving the publication. And throughout the 20s and the 30s, continued to grow and topped out circulation-wise in the early 40s with over 500,000 circulation. And it was a paid publication.
Oh, wow. Now, how have you managed to keep something like that within the family for that long?
A lot of luck. We've been very fortunate. We have gone through and made the transition successfully from generation to generation. And a lot of things have to go right. And quite frankly, there is a lot of luck in that. There's been overall very few Watt people, Watt family members involved in the business, which has helped out. Obviously, the more you get involved, the more complicated it gets. But we're just very lucky to be where we are. 90 years later, still be privately held, family operated, and we look forward to an exciting future.
Compare the business today to what it was like when your great grandfather was in it. I mean, how? Especially just even in the last decade, I think the whole business of publications has changed dramatically.
A lot has changed. A tremendous amount has changed. Technology obviously has driven many, many different ways which we're doing business that weren't available back then. But a lot is the same. And, you know, one of the basics of what we do is content. It's all about business information. It's about connecting with relevant audiences. We expanded across in the 50s to outside of North America. And so one of our brands, which is Industria Vicola for the poultry industry, and which we acquired in 1958, so it's celebrating 50 years of Watt ownership, was our first foray outside into the international marketplace. And then we went broader in a global basis in the early 60s and do so across our swine markets, animal feed market, poultry, and also our pet food market. But the biggest change is obviously the digital area. And we've had to completely redo our structure at the company, bring in a lot of different skill sets, invest a lot in infrastructure in order to be able to handle webcasting, to be able to handle video and podcasting and white papers. And just to center our content around the websites and search engine optimization, where everybody around the world now finds our information.
Well, that was what I was going to ask next, is how has that helped you expand your audience globally?
Well, we're fortunate and have had a footprint internationally, unlike most other publishers, for 50 years now, and we've been able to create huge amount of brand equity and recognition throughout the world. We go to our products are received by users, readers in over 190 different countries, and have been doing so for many, many years. One of our significant competitive advantages has been our international foothold, our portfolio, and specifically when we went into China. And that was by my grandfather, who took a big leap in the early 80s. And at one time, Watt was producing up to 5 Chinese language print magazines throughout the 80s and the early 90s. Competitively, local publications started to come on much stronger then, and we changed our business model. We're back in China today with a joint venture partner, and are doing so with a both a combination of print and electronic in Mandarin, and doing so very well, and we're looking to expand that into to some other market areas.
Well, let's talk about what you're doing here at World Pork Expo. Tell me about what you do when you come here and why you're here.
Well, our staff has been coming here for years, and we've been strong supporters of World Pork Expo. We'll continue and have been for many years a gold sponsor of the event and strong supporters of it. We exhibit here. It gives us an opportunity to connect with our readers, as well as for new readers to connect with us. There's a very strong contingent of international attendees, which are the most difficult to find for us. So they've been coming up to our stand and gives us an opportunity to dialogue with them. They sign up for our publications and our products, and also the exhibitors here, many of them are our clients. And allows us to find out what new things that they're doing, delivering to the marketplace. It's a very dynamic industry right now. There's so much change going on. There's a lot of challenges in it, yet there's a lot of positives going on. So it gives us an opportunity with our content people, our sales and marketing people, to learn more and ultimately to help them grow their businesses.
And you said as some of these exhibitors are also your clients, and one of them is Novus International. They're the ones who directed, you know, me and put me in your direction and said, this is a good story. You know, you should talk to Greg, and so that's why I'm here. But tell me about how about Novus International and your relationship with them.
Novus is one of our very good clients, and within the last 12 months, I mean, we've both have stepped it up to a higher level, created a dialogue where we've gotten together for a number of very deep meetings with them. We've learned a lot about both of our organization capabilities, really talked deeply about the future, about the path of where our strategies mutually were, what our goals and objectives were, and then match those up together in which we can both move our companies going forward. So we've developed a really strong partnership with Novus. They've got a great team. They do things on a global basis as well. There's a lot of synergy across the world, and we run into Novus people everywhere we go, whether it's here in Des Moines or in Bangkok or in the Netherlands or Germany or in Beijing.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Greg. It's been great meeting with you and getting to know a little bit more about your publications. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from World Pork Expo.